This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Over the next couple of weeks, shoplifting in our stores hits record levels. It increases up to 10% in the run-up to Christmas. Almost €2 million worth of goods is being stolen from shops every single day. Now, these goods are then passed on at a knockdown price. And I want to know, are you one of the people who would happily accept it? Knowing full well, even though you see them on Facebook page and they're not advertised as stolen, but you know bloody well they are. Do you have any conscience about it? I would buy everything stolen if I could. Have not needed to shop in a store for ages. Fingerless buy and sell. Sell it as cheap as dirt. Eddie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Eddie?
Good morning, Adrian. You well?
I'm good. Thank you, Eddie. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Eddie, you said that you would have no problem.
Get shot there, in my opinion, but I'll be honest enough to come on the radio. Oh, yeah. I actually said to Katie there, I've never bought stolen goods, but I just realised I did. When I live in the UK, I got offered a set of hubcaps for me car at the time, and they were about 800 quid worth. I didn't ask where they were from. I knew they were stolen, but I just didn't ask. It was not my point if I don't buy them, someone else will. So I got offered them for 200 quid, and I took them. And that's the only time in my life I've been offered stolen goods. If someone offered me something again, and I thought it was a bargain, I'm taking it. The way I see it, it's already been stolen. If I don't buy it, somebody else will.
Without the demand, then people, there wouldn't be the shoplifting if there wasn't people there to take the stuff at the end of the day.
Adrian, you know and I know, this is ongoing for years and it'll never.
No, I know it. That. I know that.
So that's null and void. There's always going to be the demand.
When I hear of a figure, I didn't realise it was this much, I have to be honest, that €2 million of goods is being stolen from Irish shops every single day in the run-up to Christmas. That's enough.
Adrian, see all these people now that'll get on and slag me off, right? Everyone's robbed something in their life. Someone goes and buys a DVD off a market stall. That's theft. Someone brings cigarettes back from Tenerife without paying customs and excise. That's theft. You can't just choose where you're going to rob from and say, oh, I wouldn't do that, I've got a conscience. Someone offers me an iPhone, I'm not asking where it's from. If I'm getting a bargain, I'm taking it.
Even though that iPhone could have been robbed off somebody.
Like I told you, I don't ask the question, so I don't know.
But you do know.
And I'll never know.
No, but
I don't know.
But you actually do know. You're not going to be.
I know it's robbed off a 12-year-old. I know it's robbed off a 50-year-old. I don't know. All I know is it's robbed. I don't ask the question where from, who from. Don't want to know. As long as I'm getting a bargain, I'll
But
take
you
it.
Should want to know is the point.
Well, you should want to know.
Because without somebody like you being prepared to buy this gear, that poor kid or L1 or whatever wouldn't have been robbed of their phone.
I don't want to know. If someone's giving me a bargain, I don't want to ask questions. I'll take it. See you later. Go on.
Stay there for a second, Eddie. Niall, you're on 98FM. How are you, Niall?
Hey, Adrian. How's it going?
Niall, his argument is, I'll take it because if I don't take it, somebody else will take it. There's always going to be a market for stolen goods.
Well, you see, that's the whole point. Like you said a minute ago, this has been going on for years. If everybody in the country around the world decided we're not going to buy stolen goods ever again, that industry, and that's what it is, it's an industry, it would cease to exist. If everybody stood up, like you said, and decided not to buy it anymore, these clowns would have money. There's no way of making money. So it would stop. But having said that, like you said, I didn't know the figure was that much. And initially when I read the comments this morning, I thought it was more to do with people robbing from houses and stuff as well, which is even probably worse in some cases than from shops. But you're basically ruining somebody else's Christmas for your own game. In my book, it's totally... I'm not a goody-goody by any means.
Okay, but you've already heard Eddie saying he wouldn't ask any questions. He doesn't want to know if it was even robbed out of your house.
Well, that's it. He is guilty. He's an accomplice then to the fact. So he's as guilty. If he was caught... Nowadays, if you buy something stolen, you get charged. Regardless whether you know it or not, you're charged with obviously buying stolen goods. But if you know that you bought stolen goods, you should be charged as an accomplice.
But in reality, if you're getting a PlayStation for 150 quid instead of 400 and something, you know it's stolen.
Of course. I wouldn't even have to ask the question. I know it's obviously hot stuff. It's robbed, it's taken from somebody else, whether it's a shop or from or a private person place. I couldn't buy it, knowing that.
You've heard what Eddie said. He doesn't want to know. And that's your point, Eddie. I don't ask questions.
I don't ask questions. Look, I can't consider myself. I'm a normal fella. I wouldn't normally knock around in certain circles where people would offer me stuff. But if they did, I'm not asking questions. I'm taking.
Yeah, but Eddie, why can't you just save up like the rest of us over 6 months or 8 months and buy like a genuine pair of someone?
I do. I buy things genuine all the time. I consider myself a nice fella. I don't mix around with people like that. But like I said, every now and then, if a bargain comes my way, I will take it.
And won't ask questions?
No, won't ask questions.
Well, stay there.
Don't worry, Eddie. I'm not going to come across and verbally bash you out like that. I'm just thinking it's wrong. In your heart, you know it's wrong. And in your soul, you know it's wrong. And, you know, if you can live with that, that's your own thing. But I
could... I know it's wrong. But in my pocket, I'm saving a few quid, so...
Stay there for 1 second. Let me go to line four, and that is Gary. You're on 98FM. How are you, Gary?
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
How are you doing, pal?
Good, not a bother. Thank you, Gary. What did you want to say?
Adrian, I just want to say, first of all, I agree with Eddie 100%, right? Listen, I'm the one that texts in about things by himself.
Mm.
The reality of it is, Adrian, you just said it in one. Why would I pay €400 in Smith's for a PlayStation when some traveller knocks at the door and sells it for €150 to me? Right? Now, everybody gives on about, jobs and Smiths, jobs and people lose jobs from these things.
Yeah,
and retail,
but that is the reality of it.
But let's talk about reality, Adrian. Here's reality. Do you have Netflix, Adrian?
I do.
Right. Well, because of Netflix and dodgy boxes, Extravision is
gone. There's nothing illegal about Netflix. Netflix is 100%
Adrian.
Legit. Go on.
Yes, absolutely. But where's Extravision, Adrian?
They've gone out of business, yes.
Down. Why? Because people use Netflix. That's the reality. People will go for the bargain. People will go for the better deal. That's the reality.
I understand that, but the difference here is, Gary, Netflix is a perfectly legal service. And okay, you might be able to get your streaming for a tenner a month or 11 quid a month now, as it is. You're paying for it. Accepting stolen goods, they were taken. They weren't given to the shoplifters.
But the reality of it is, I don't know that.
Okay, yeah, but you do know. But Gary, you do know that.
I don't care. I'm going to take the deal. Like, why would I pay for my daughter 180 quid for a flicker that I can buy for 70? Like, it's common sense. Why would I pay 150
because,
for a North Face
because some people,
50 euro?
Because some people actually have a moral conscience. You clearly don't.
It's not about having a moral conscience. It's about having extra money in your pocket. Why would I pay more than I don't need to?
Okay, so you're talking about a flicker, okay, and accepting one for 70 instead of 170 or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what if you subsequently found out that that was actually robbed out of somebody's house and it was packed away for the child's Christmas present, but it was nicked out of their house and you now have it?
Right. I fully agree with you on that, Adrian, right? But the reality of it is, it's always the same people you buy off on these sites. That's the truth of it. It's never different people. It's usually the same people that you buy off. You know full well where they're getting it, how they're getting it, and, you know, you're not going to turn it down. Like, you're going to sit there and play moral high ground, Adrian. But the reality of it is if a bargain's there, you're going to take it. I'm not going to pay more. It's like going into a pub. If we can get a pint for a fiver instead of eight, I'm going to pay five. Like, that's the reality of it. A bargain's a bargain. I'm not going to turn it down. I don't feel sorry for Retail Ireland. I really don't. Like, I buy stuff online, like, you know, from AliExpress and all. Why will it, like, and they're always whinging, online shopping. The reality of it is, Adrian, you know yourself, online shopping is growing, growing, growing. People are buying everything on Amazon, eBay. Nobody needs to go into town. I was in town on Sunday, Adrian, and you can check this yourself on your way home from work. All I saw was people with pennies bags. Nobody had, it was only pennies that seemed to be making any money. People aren't really shopping in the city centre.
But how sad is that? No. I'll go back to your analogy about Netflix and what it has done to companies like Extravision. It has destroyed companies. I agree with you. That's just progress and technology changing and stuff like that.
Not really.
Ten years ago, we didn't have fast enough broadband to sustain a service like Netflix. Now, in especially in Dublin, we do generally. Okay, so that's just progress. This is completely different.
Progress, right? You're saying progress, right? I'm going to ask you an honest question. In America, Uber, the company Uber, a is that they're buying 24,000 Volvo self-driving cars, right? The plan is that they're going to be 24,000 self-driving taxis. Now, you probably use taxis, Adrian.
I do, right? from time to time.
Right. Now, if a taxi from your home to the city centre costs you €20, right? And all of a sudden, my taxi, the Irish company, comes along and sticks out 50 self-driving cars. And if you get a self-driving car, it's a tenner. Are you telling me you're not going to use that? Don't lie and say you're not, because you fucking...
Again, that's not a good comparison, Gary. You're talking about... Hang on, no. You're talking about the comparison between something legal and something illegal.
But you're putting people out of work. But by doing that, you're contributing to putting people out of work. It's the same thing.
It's not.
It really is.
It is not legal. It is not legal to walk into Arnott's and fleece the place of perfume, walk back out the door and then flog the gear to somebody. That's not legal.
I didn't walk in and fleece Arnott's.
But you'll buy it.
The other person did.
But you're encouraging them to do it.
No, I just don't care whether they do or not. I've no sympathy for retailers, and I really don't. They're selfish and they're greedy. Like, I don't have sympathy for them.
So when a shop is being fleeced between now and Christmas, and it is...
Good enough for them. I honestly feel good enough for them. Like I said, when I buy, I don't know whether it's stolen or not.
But you do. You're not that thick, Gary.
You're asking me, do I feel sorry for them, Adrian? And the truth is, I don't. I don't feel sorry for them. I've no sympathy for the city centre shops. I don't care. They're greed. The greed, and you see it yourself. Let's be honest. All the retards in Ireland that go out Friday on Black Friday, thinking that they're going to get a deal. They're not. Prices are jacked. And believe it or not, if you look just like last year on Black Friday, Adrian, the very next day, everything that was on sale on Black Friday for that price is on sale for the same price the next day. There is no deal.
Okay, stay there for one second. Well, hang on. Stay there for one second. Niall, what do you say to that? He doesn't care.
Well, Adrian, like my original point, your man hit the nail on the head a minute ago when he said that he buys from the same guy over and over again on adverts or buy and sell, whatever. He's creating a business for that guy. That guy is probably making a living out of people like him and other people, and on the misfortune of other people, whether it's shops or private people or homeowners or whatever.
Do you not get that, Gary?
I don't care. I honestly don't care. Like, I really don't. I've seen all people. I used to bring my children down to Extravision all the time, Adrian, and used to get the popcorn and the slush puppies and rent a DVD. But because of Netflix and these dodgy boxes, then people lost their jobs. No one cares. Everyone's like, oh, well, I'm great. I have Netflix. It's only €11 a month, just like you said. And yeah, you say it's legal, but at the end of the day, real people lost their jobs. So now I don't care. If that's the way the country's gone, race to the bottom. Save as much as you can. You know, this country is ripped off. Childcare is the highest in the EU. Mortgage rates are the highest in the EU.
But hang on, Gary, I don't disagree with a lot of what you're saying.
Why do you care?
Does that justify encouraging shoplifting? Which is what you do.
Adrian, right, someone said to me...
Don't say I don't care again, because I don't want to hear it. The fact of the matter is...
I'm going to ask you a question. Right, you're going to tell me I'm wrong because you're a real liberal. So here's a simple question for you, right? The other day, there was a junkie on the side of the street, right? And had begging. Now, I went into the shop, I got the junkie, a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and I gave him €2, right? Now, so I swear to God, Adrian, someone stopped me and says, you're feeding their habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather cut her off her benefits, right? Give her no money. What will she do? She will go out and rob people and stab people to get her drugs.
So you're better off giving her the money?
You're better off, in my opinion. I'd rather that than some poor girl going home at 2 o'clock in the morning getting attacked by...
Okay, again, you're making a comparison that's not really relevant here.
Society is gone. I don't care anymore. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to do what's best for me, because that's the way life is now. I'm going to take the best deals I can get and do the best things for me. I mean, if Virgin Media are going to be cheaper than Sky, I'm going to go to Virgin Media. That's the reality.
Yeah, but Virgin Media and Sky are providing legal services.
But everybody has a dodgy box, Adrian. So do you. Everybody does. You're going to say you don't, but everybody does. That's the way society's gone.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Martin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Martin?
All right.
Good, Martin. What did you want to say?
No, I just wanted to say, like, I'm not really listening to the boys there.
Yeah.
And the boys are talking a bit of sense, but I originally seen it on the Facebook post, and the chap said that he buys stolen goods all the time, and he'd buy it the whole time. But You're funding it. You're funding the criminal.
Well, as you heard from that guy, Gary, he doesn't cure.
Yeah, but look, I bought stuff off eBay or adverts and done deal and all, like, and I'd always try to get myself a good deal, but you know something's been stolen if you're getting too good of a deal.
What's the difference?
And in that case, I'd stay away from it.
Well,
you know,
actually,
what I mean?
Gary, I mean, the argument here is if a bargain is too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true because it was stolen.
Exactly.
But it's not, because the stuff is exactly what I bought, Adrian. But you're asking me to feel sorry. Why should I feel sorry? Who am I supposed to feel sorry for? Like you're saying 2 million goods are stolen. Like, who cares? Who am I to feel sorry for?
The shopkeepers? The people whose jobs might be put at risk by stuff marching out the door?
But that's the way life is. That's tough.
I had my house and car robbed on the same night. And I had PlayStations took out of house, laptops, iPads, all that took out of house.
But I've no sympathy for Smith's or any of the clothes shops that get stolen. I really don't. I don't have any sympathy for these stores. I've no sympathy for Retail Ireland. I really don't.
Why, though? I don't get that. They're trying
to
run businesses. They're trying to
run businesses, charging you €165 for a pair of runners. That's called robbing you, Adrian. Look at the cost of everything. Why don't you go home and add up what you spend at the end of the month and see how much you have left, Adrian? This country robs us. It robs us. It fleeces us workers. I'm on my break now and I had to text in. I'm upset about it.
All right, stay there for a second. Stephen, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Stephen?
Good, Adrian. Yourself?
Grand, thanks, Stephen. What do you want to say?
I just couldn't give my children something robbed, Adrian, knowing that there's a child out there that's gone without, and me looking at my child on a robbed bike, I just couldn't do that.
If it's robbed out of somebody's house, a lot of people have a bit of a conscience about it, okay? Not that you're ever going to know whether it was robbed out of somebody's house or not, but people seem to have less of a conscience when it was robbed out of a big store.
Well, I don't know why that is, Adrian, because stealing is stealing, and don't they say 90% of theft is possession, so...
You see, Gary, to go back to you for a second, would you walk into a shop and rob something?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Have the ball for it, Adrian. I wouldn't have the guts for it. But fair play to the people that do. It takes a lot of courage to do it, if you ask me.
And what if the shop is about to close down? You don't know any financial...
Couldn't care less. Genuinely couldn't care less. Look, the reality is business is business. You have... There's a company that came in here a while ago to challenge Smith's. What was their name? We're in Blanchestown, dirty work. They only lasted about a year. What was the name of that company, Adrian? Toys R Us, that's it. And Smith's cut their prices in half to get rid of them. And it worked. But the second they were gone, their prices went back up. So Smith's don't care about you. They don't care about what you pay. They wouldn't know that your little son, Johnny, wants
Sorry,
the new...
Gary, I have to cut across. Your put-on accent is doing my absolute nothing. It's doing my nothing. Speak normally, will you, for God's sake?
I've no sympathy for them, Adrian.
Whatever. Jesus, the worst put-on accent I ever heard.
What have you got caught with the stuff?
Sorry, say that again, Martin.
What have you got caught with the stuff? Would he care then?
But would you care then?
It won't happen.
It won't happen, will it not?
No. Why would it?
No. Stop. Get him off the line, will you? Seriously, he's annoying me. Rebecca, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Rebecca, you have bought stolen gear before.
I have, yeah. Well, I don't go out actively looking for it, but I had a traveller on my door about 2 months ago now, and he was selling a golden chain. Obviously, it was stolen. I know it was stolen. And I got an absolute bargain for it. But what I did do, I didn't do anything with it for a month, and I waited to see if anyone came online and said they'd lost one or one had been stolen. If someone had come along and said that, I would have handed it back, no problem. But it was sat there for 2 months. No one put anything up saying it'd been lost. And I went into the jeweller's and got this price, and it was worth over £1,000.
And how much did you pay for it?
£100.
£100. So you have to have known when you were buying it for £100 that it was stolen.
Yeah, of course I did. I don't know where from. And if someone had put something up on Facebook or wherever saying they'd lost the chain, of course I'd have given it back. But it was just sitting there. If I hadn't bought it, someone else would have bought it. And the price of living in Dublin is that expensive as it is. Why not grab yourself a bargain if you can?
You see, I'm all for getting bargains. That's why a lot of us shop online. That's why a lot of us use eBay and whatever. But there's a big difference between shopping for a bargain and then accepting something that you know bloody well has been nicked from somewhere. And you knew.
Well, yeah, there is. And I've not gone out actively looking for it. They came to my door and I waited with it. I kept it in my jewellery box for 2 months to see if someone came up and said it was lost. No one's reported it. If I'd have put that online and said, look, has anyone lost a golden chain? The amount of people that would have jumped on that and said, yeah, it's mine. So I sat there, waited. No one came forward for it. So I thought, well, why not?
What if that was stolen from an old lady's house and it was a treasured heirloom that she's had for 30 years?
Well, if it was me, if someone had stole something from my family or for me, I'd have put it all over Facebook. Has anyone seen this or has anyone seen that?
But you're a 77-year-old woman who, out of whose house it was stolen, mightn't even have Facebook.
She must have family. Mm. But she wouldn't wear a man's gold chain, so it wasn't hers anyway.
So it doesn't faze you where, I mean, the chances are it probably wasn't stolen out of a jewellery store because they're very difficult to steal from. So the chances are that that piece of jewellery came from somebody's house.
And if someone put up saying that they'd lost a gold chain and it was the same as what I had, I'd give it back. But no one has done.
Now, Martin, you were saying about... Bob. Sorry, Martin, say that again.
She'd be down 100 quid then. She must have loads of money to give away.
Were you not worried, Rebecca, that it was going to turn green on your neck or on your arm, no?
Well, that was a chance that I just took. It looked real. And then I went to a jeweller's after a couple of months and got it valued and it is real.
Yeah, but if you held on to that chain there for a couple of months, right, and then you found out the coppers got back to you and said, yeah, that's stolen, and you gave it back, now you're down 100 quid.
But that's, if someone had stole it, then that's my loss and that's my own fault for buying off a traveller, isn't it?
You're correct, 100%.
But okay, Rebecca, Martin's house was burgled. They stole a load of gear out of your house, Martin, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Car, Xboxes, PlayStation, laptops, everything.
Was there any jewellery?
No.
Okay, but there could have been. And that jewellery could have been what you bought, Rebecca.
Yeah, and of course I'd give it back.
But you'd have given it back if you saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, or if, say, well, whoever, or there was word of mouth.
Well, here, hang on. Okay, but stay there for a second because you're not going to be happy with what Vivian has to say. Vivian, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you, Adrian?
Vivian, tell me about your dog.
I am fuming.
Go on.
Well, Adrian, I wonder how that lady, I'm just listening to her there, and she would have given it back. She waited for a month, she would have given it back. In the first place, why did she take it? And I'll tell you now a story, I'll tell her a story. My daughter had a baby 4 weeks ago. And the day she was due to come home, she went in, she was putting a bit of makeup on her, in the ladies in the hospital. She went back into her ward to get something, and when she came back she had taken her rings off and just left them.
Mm-hmm.
Her wedding, her engagement ring, and a very, very sentimental old ring that my late husband bought me. I was in my 20s when he bought it for me.
Okay, so this is very sentimental, this is a treasured possession.
It broke her heart, and to this day she still cries.
Okay, so it was stolen from your house, and Rebecca, that is the sort of jewellery you could have bought.
That's right. That's right.
But your daughter, now that's
my daughter's wedding ring, her engagement.
Okay, sorry, just let her... Go on, Rebecca.
When that got stolen, I'm sure she's put it out there that it's been stolen. Has anyone seen it? Like, did your daughter...
But that doesn't mean... Sorry, Rebecca, just because somebody might put it up on Facebook doesn't mean...
That's not that fact.
Doesn't mean either that you're a friend of that person's or that you're going to see it online.
Oh, you see how many people share things, especially with...
Yeah, but you still might not see it.
Yeah.
Rebecca, Vivian, what do you think of somebody like Rebecca who happily accepted the stolen goods?
I think she ought to be ashamed of herself. I think they're as low as a snake's belly.
Well, I've not gone out looking for it. I didn't go on all these sites.
No, you may not have gone looking for it.
Came and or whoever, it must have been man, I don't know, whoever sold you that ring,
Rebecca,
you
just knew. Because you didn't go out looking for it doesn't make accepting it any less serious.
No.
That's the bottom line. I'm really sorry to cut across you, but I'm out of time. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Vivian. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, all of you, for your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98FM.